Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede.
That's not Elvis, that's Carl Perkins. Well, he did it first, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's from the way, way back machine. Gene Griseman is our guest. He remembers Carl, don't you, Gene? Gene, you remember Carl Perkins, don't you? Is he there? Did we lose Gene? All right, we're going to get Gene back in there. Dr. Gene Griseman, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what happened, but that's live radio, and he'll be back. We'll get him back in a second. You know, we're talking about, I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I am your host, and glad you're here. We're talking about concentration with Gene. We were talking about self-awareness, about focus. If you're a small business owner, if there are so many things that you have to deal with on any given day. Hey, Gene, thanks for being with us. I was just talking about focusing on the small business owner needing to concentrate and focus. There's so many things in any given day. I mean, literally, when your business gets up and going and you've got some things going on, you got customers, you got new customers, especially when things are going exactly as you dreamed they would. You got an organization, you got people, you got business coming in, you got customers wanting to do business with you, people are happy, things are going well, and you think, man, this is what I live for. Why do I have so many things to deal with? Well, if you as the CEO of your company, if you can't learn how to concentrate and know which to concentrate on right now, this moment, and which one to put aside as number two, and which one to put over there as number three, and which one to deal with as number 10 tomorrow, if you can't triage, if you can't be self-aware of those kinds of things, if you can't concentrate on things, and maybe one or two things at a time, you're not going to make it, Gene, as a small business owner.
Do you have 90 seconds for me to tell you a quick story to illustrate that?
Just, I have 89 seconds.
89 seconds.
Yes.
I interviewed the president of Tenneco Oil some years ago, and he said as soon as we hire somebody at a certain level, we begin to look at them. Can we put them on a fast track to leadership? And I said, well, how do you decide which ones you decide to put on the fast track? He said, we look at a guy and we say, can he hold a point? I didn't know exactly what he meant. I'm a writer. I thought maybe
he's talking about that's a bird dog term.
That's a bird hunting term. Right. He said, have you ever been bird hunting? Mm-hmm. He said, I'm talking about the ability of a really good bird dog to stay focused, to hold a point. And he said, we look for that as one of the main things
metaphor.
We want.
What a great metaphor.
Whenever we are hiring somebody.
If you've ever seen the best bird dog that you'll ever see on point, I mean, there might be a tractor trailer going rolling by, a train, somebody could shoot a gun, somebody could be yelling, another bird behind you get up or something. And as long as the birds are in front of him, that dog will sit there and will be frozen.
Isn't that a great... You're quite right. It's a brilliant analogy.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to see.
And I've seen that... you see, I've been studying the role that focus and concentration plays in high achievement for many, many years. And it just plays out all across the spectrum.
Let me say one other thing, Gene. I want to say one other thing about this. Here's the thing that you've got to do, though. If you're going to concentrate, like Gene's talking about, and it's just as a small business owner, in the concentration, while you're there on that thing, finish it. Don't half do it. And see, this is what happens to people who don't concentrate. They focus on something. But they give it a lick and a promise, so to speak, and then they move over to something else, thinking they need to multitask, right? When you'd be better off, my friends, to finish that job, button it up, put a bow on it, get it off your plate, give it to somebody else so it never comes back to you, get rid of it. That's the, to me, that's one of the important things of concentration in small business, is get rid of things once you're doing, once you spent time on them. What do you think?
You got to be careful what you focus on. You don't want to be like your football coach. Ball player came to him and he had four F's and one D on his report card. And the boy said to the coach, "What's wrong?" And the coach said, "You're paying too much attention to one subject."
PresidentLincoln.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun and get smarter when Gene Grisman joined us, and so we did. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It's fun. Thanks.
The one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gene Grisman. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.